Well, this past week marked the beginning of ordinary time. But ordinary doesn't mean unimportant, right? Like, it's just ordinary time. It's just the time in between, like the big times, like of Christmas and Advent, you know, Lent and Easter. But the church calls it ordinary time because the weeks are counted or ordered, numbered, and yet there's something deeply fitting about the word in its everyday sense as well, right? Just ordinary time. This is the time when we get on with the ordinary work of being Christian. The seasons of the church year walk us through Christ's life so that our lives can be anchored in His, not in the world, in all that the world tells us is important, but in what leads us to His kingdom. And what is the heart of that ordinary Christian work? At its core, it's very simple. You know, perhaps the earliest and shortest creed of the church was just three words. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. We see this quoted again and again in St. Paul's writings. We see it here this evening in our second reading from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, that title, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ. And everything we do, brothers and sisters, our prayer, our worship, our works of charity, our striving for justice, flows from that truth, that Jesus is Lord. And if Jesus is Lord, then something else must also be true. You and I are not. You and I are not. And that can sound unsettling in a culture that tells us so often to be in control, to look out for ourselves first, to be the masters of our own destiny. But in truth, it's actually liberating. This is actually liberating that Jesus is Lord. It means you and I, brothers and sisters, don't have to save ourselves. We don't have to save ourselves. We don't have to be in control of everything. That there is one greater than our failures. There's one greater than our fears. There's one greater than all the brokenness of the world. It's a wonderful thing not to have to be one's own God. And that truth is at the heart of our gospel this Sunday. We see John the Baptist, and he sees Jesus coming toward him and announces, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God." Now, John is a great prophet. In fact, our Lord himself says, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. But he's great not because he claims greatness. He's great because he points away from himself. He points away from himself. He knows who he is and who he is not. And Isaiah speaks the same way as we hear in our first reading, that God says to him, "I will make you a light to the nations. I will make you a light to the nations." A light doesn't draw attention to itself. It allows people to see what really matters. So Isaiah and John are not the source of truth. They are the signposts pointing to God. And this is where our baptism comes in, brothers and sisters, as we celebrated last Sunday the feast of the baptism of the Lord. And in baptism, we're joined to Christ and share in his mission as priest, prophet, and king. And this evening after Mass, another one will be joined to the family of God, little Christian Hefner, son of Rachel and Christian, who will himself be made a beloved son of the Father and made a priest, prophet, and king. But all of us in our baptism. And to be a prophet doesn't mean predicting the future. It doesn't mean predicting the future. Biblically, a prophet is one who speaks for the Lord now. One who speaks for the Lord now by word and by life. And that can be intimidating. No, prophets, what happens to the prophets in the Old Testament? They're often rejected. That's actually the easy stuff, right? Isaiah knew it. John the Baptist knew it. And so did the great many martyrs and saints of the church who followed them. And we may feel unqualified or afraid, but the Lord says again and again, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. When we speak the truth in love, God is with us. And most of the time, this prophetic mission looks very ordinary. Again, just getting back to just the ordinary stuff. This prophetic mission looks very ordinary. We don't all have to live in the desert or go preach to great crowds. We make Christ known where we are in the midst of our lives, with the lives that we've already been given, that through prayer and worship we testify that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Through acts of charity and forgiveness, we shine his light. Through love, patience, and fidelity, we point others toward the Lamb of God. And each time we come to Mass, we hear those words again, "Behold the Lamb of God," as the priest elevates the sacred host at the altar. We recognize him here so that we can point to him out there. That's the ordinary and holy work of the Christian life. And in just a few moments, of course, we'll hear those same words again. Behold the Lamb of God. May we not only recognize him on this altar, but carry him into the world. And may our lives, shaped by baptism and strengthened by the Holy Eucharist, become a living sign that Jesus is Lord, now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.